Yo, Canadians, this isn't Terrace from Italy. You're listening to
A Sordid Hour
101.5 UMFM.
Right, welcome to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, Stations 101.5 UMFM, and we got a great show lined up for you this week. End of September. I can't believe it's here already. All things considered, it's been pretty pleasant, though, I must admit. Hopefully we'll see some more of that coming through October. I'm going to start things off here with a band that, I really should be playing these guys more because I just love them. They're fantastic. Zen Gorilla, great, great band. And I haven't heard them in a while, so let's give that a listen to. This is Slow Motion Rewind by Zen Gorilla on Assorted Hour 101.5 UMFM. And we are back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Quagmire, great local band here out of Winnipeg. That was a track called Dig Her Dance from their last album, Live Together, Die Alone. That was going back to 2013. Quadra Jets before that with Ain't Red No More. That was from their album Pay the Deuce, released in 98 on Estrus Records. And Zen Gorilla started the set off with Slow Motion Rewind from Trance States in Tongues, released in 99 on Sub Pop Records. I got a chance to see those guys live. They opened up for Nebula probably right around that time. And I really wish that I'd paid more attention to them at the time. I guess I kind of passed them off. I wasn't really interested, so I didn't really give them a fair shot, and I regret it. I rediscovered them much later on, and they continue to blow me away. I love that band so much. So next up here, I've got a set here that I've been playing with for a while now. I've wanted to do this. I actually wanted to try to do a whole show, but I just can't come up with enough material, especially considering CanCon, to stretch it to a whole show. So I've decided just to do a set, and it's all fictional bands from movies. So we're gonna start it off with Citizen Dick, who were the fictional band in the movie Singles. And this is their number one hit, Touch Me, I'm Dick, on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah, little Elvis, come on. Someone's gonna die tonight.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. We just heard a set there of fictional bands from movies. We just heard the last track in that set was Hollow by Wild Rats. And Wild Rats was the band that was meant to represent the Stooges in the movie Velvet Goldmine, which was kind of like a fictional recreation of the 70s glam rock scene. The band consisted of Mark Arm, Steve Shelley, Thurston Moore, Mike Watt, and Ron Ashton. So they recorded a few songs for the movie itself, but I guess they enjoyed being in the studio all together and jammed out a whole bunch of more material, an album's worth basically, and it kind of just sat on the shelf for almost two decades, and just finally saw the light of day in the past year, which is a huge relief because I've been waiting for that for quite a while now, and there's been pretty bad, poorly recorded versions floating around the internet, but none of them really did it justice. So it's nice to see a properly mastered version finally seeing the light of day. Before that, we had Hardcore Logo. That was a track called Something's Gonna Die Tonight from the Hardcore Logo original soundtrack. And the movie itself is basically about this washed-up singer, Joe Dick, who gets his band back together under fallacious circumstances and the ensuing ill-fated tour across Western Canada. The studio band actually is a band called Swamp Baby, who I'm not really that familiar with, but I believe they have a couple of albums out with Joe Dick on vocals, who is actually played by Hugh Dillon of the Headstones fame. I was toying with playing their hit single, quote unquote, Who the Hell Do You Think You Are? But I chose this track instead because it's kind of got more of a Stooges feel to it, which I really dig. And there's a lot less swearing. So, yeah, there you go. That's Hardcore Logo, Something's Gonna Die Tonight. And we started the set off with Citizen Dick. That was their song Touch Me, I'm Dick from the singles soundtrack. It wasn't on the original soundtrack. However, they re-released a double album with a bunch of other songs, and so that one actually saw the light of day just recently, and the song is, I don't know, how do you sum it up? Let's put it into the words of Cliff Poncier, played by Matt Dillon, who says, I think a lot of people might think it's actually about, you know, my name is Dick, and, you know, you can touch me, but I think, you know, it can be seen either way. So there you go. That's what the song's about. And that band actually consists of pretty much mostly members of Pearl Jam. It was Eddie Vedder, Jeff Ament, and Stone Gossard with Matt Dillon on vocals. So yeah, there we go. I've fulfilled a lifelong dream of mine by playing a set like that. I wanted to include some other songs. There's Stillwater from the Almost Famous movie, who, if you got the deluxe edition of that DVD, it actually came with a CD of Stillwater. I think a lot of the songs were written by Ann Wilson of Heart and Peter Frampton, I believe. I could be mistaken, though. Don't quote me on that. Anyways, up next here, Amphetamine Reptile Records have been pretty busy lately, releasing a lot of re-releases from their past catalog with new artwork, also a lot of one-off EPs, collaborations, whatnot, and most recently they put out the Hostile Ambient B-Sides, which were previously unavailable on CD. So back in 2002, Ipecac Records released a series, I think there were seven of them, seven-inch records, called Hostile Ambient Takeover. and the B-sides were all mostly covers. They did put out a CD version, but it only contained the A-sides, so the B-side, unless you wanted to buy all of those 7-inches, you weren't really able to hear those B-sides, and so AMREP finally released them, and we're going to hear a track from that. This is Jerkin' Crocus by the Melvins on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. Okay, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. We just heard Clouds. That was a track called Burnin' for Q, which is obviously the cover Burnin' for You. That was from their album We Are Above You, put out in 2008 by Hydrahead Records. And that track was on the vinyl-only double LP, where the second LP featured four cover songs. Before that was Tar with their version of AC/DC's Hell's Bells from the Feel This single. And Melvin started the set off with Jerkin' Crocus, which is a Mott the Hoople cover from the Hostile Ambient B-Sides put out by AmRep this year. So moving right along, I'm just going to play some more covers here, but let's go garage rock style. We're going to start it off with Vancouver's The Bad Beats doing a Mono Man song. This is Watch Outside on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back. Hey, all right. Can you dig it? We are back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. We just heard the Mono Men. That was a track called Ain't No Friend of Mine. That was from their debut album, Stop Dragging Me Down, released back in 1990 on Estrus Records. That was originally performed by a little-known Texas band called The Sparkles. And, Evil Eyes before that with Psycho Daisies from their EP Honey Please, released back in 2012. That was originally a Yardbirds song. The Marinics with a track called I'm Not Like Everybody Else. That was from their First Abductions 2019 demo. That was a Kinks cover. The Marinics, obviously named after Darren Marinick, legendary Winnipeg cover artist, posters, you name it. Actually, all the bands in that set had their artwork done at one point in time by Darren Marinick. The Bad Beats started the set off with Watch Outside from His Vengeful Hand, going back to 2016 on Sound Flat Records. That was obviously a Mono Men cover. We got time for one more song, and thanks for listening. It's been great playing music for you this week. Tune in next week. We got more stuff, I'm sure. I'll come up with something. meanwhile, here's Manor Astroman. This is Mermaid Love off the Psycho Beach Party soundtrack.